Learn to manage your own expectations and let God change the way you think. If you can't properly manage your own expectation, it might hurt you in the end. Sometimes there is pain because the people around you never did the things that you want them to do. In short, they fail to reach your expectations. That's why you end up so broken, because you are expecting them to do something for you. Allow God to change your perspective this time. If you wanted to protect yourself from pain, then learn to expect more from God now, and stop putting high standards on the people around you. Accept the fact that we are not perfect and we sometimes commit mistakes. Only God has the power to do great things in your life. So focus on Him even more. Give the people around you the chance to grow. God has been so patient with you all time this time. He never condemns you with your mistakes. He loves you for you who you are. I pray that you will also learn to love others. Allow God to teach you how to manage your expectations. He can change the way you think. He will give you a better perspective. He will teach you how to love yourself. It's okay to have some expectations in life, but please learn to manage it properly. Because we tend to forget God's love along the way. We are so occupied with the things that we want, and we unknowingly end up hurting others. So we need to allow God to reign in our lives. Let Him guide you to the right mindset. Bring the best in people. And stop disappointing them with your own expectations. Hallelujah, amen. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah, amen. Pray to God that you will see things that way He looks. Sometimes it's a matter of your perspective. There are things in life that are difficult, but we can always ask the help of God. Do not focus on the challenges in front of you. Instead, set your eyes on God. He knows the best thing to do. What if He is just teaching you? How you see your problem is very important. The more you focus on it, the more you will have a hard time solving it. Look unto God. Focus on the things that He can do in your life. Try to look on the brighter side. Maybe God wants to strengthen your faith in Him. Perhaps He wants you to grow in His presence. Believe with all your heart that God will always be with you. Your problems are nothing compared to the power of God. He can possibly help you solve it. God, what if it's not really about the solution, but it's who you become after you get through this. The great lessons that you will learn, you will know who God is. And you will encounter Him in this difficult season. So do not give up now. The obstacles in front of you will make your relationship with God grow stronger. Believe that everything that happened in your life has a purpose. One day you will realize the reason why you need to go through this season. What matters most is you always have God. He will never abandon you. Keep that faith. As long as He is with you, nothing can destroy you. Instead, it will help your faith grow. Hallelujah, amen, amen, hallelujah, amen. Dear God, please strengthen me, Lord Jesus. I try to understand everything that's happening around me, Lord. I try to think of the blessings that I receive. I read your words, but sometimes I just can't help myself. I am so troubled inside. Jesus, I'm just afraid about so many things. I know that you are with me, but there are moments when I just forget your love because I was just so occupied. So teach me how to trust in you. Teach me how to love you even though I am in pain. Create in me a pure heart. That's always willing to seek your kingdom. Father God, I know that you see everything that is going through. So I surrender all my worries, Lord. Please clear my mind. Give me enough courage inside. Give me peace, Lord, that I may be able to think properly. Increase my faith, Father God, that I may not grow weary in following you. Take away the doubts I feel inside and replace it with your love, Lord. I just don't know what to do. I know that there are things that I can't control. I cannot my feet. So I lift up to you everything. I just want to rest, Lord. I really wanted to take a break from all this pain. So please teach me how to open my heart for your love. Heal me, Father God. I just want to honor you, Lord, in everything that I do. I don't want to stay like this forever. I know that you have better plans for me. So have your way in my life. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Believe that God will move. Don't wait for any shred of evidence. Don't wait for miracles to happen. Choose to trust God even if you can't see anything, because that's what childlike faith. It's choosing to believe with all your heart that He is powerful than all the problems that you face. Never doubt the love of God in your life, because no matter what you do, He will never stop doing good to you. Let God purify your heart. Let Him replace your fears with His love. God can do so much more in your life. You just have to depend more on Him, not trust in His way more than you trust on your own understanding. God knows everything that you need. Acknowledge the things that you can't control. Children are not afraid to ask some help, because they know that they can't do anything on their own. So learn to ask God for some help. Believe that He can absolutely make a way for you. Let Him be the ultimate source. Always remember that God will always sustain you. Let His light guide you to the right path. Open your heart for His word and let Him change the way you think. Be humble enough to admit that you simply need Him in your life. He have a teachable heart to accept corrections. Let God's word mold you. Let God mold you. Just receive the love of God like a child. Embrace His kindness inside your heart. Don't allow the fear to consume you. Do things with Him. And you will realize that this life is always worth living. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, amen. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah, amen. Do everything for the glory of God. Let Him be the source of your strength. Glorify Him in your work. Worship Him through your actions. Honor Him through your words. Imagine that you only have one audience to please, and that's Jesus. No. Do not be bothered by the. Instead, focus on glorifying His name. If you will learn to set your eyes on Him, You will never be affected by your surroundings because you know in yourself that he is better than anyone else, and no matter what happens, he is always worthy to be praised. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Do not worry if others can't understand you sometimes. Just choose to do the right thing. Love God with all your heart. And do not listen to the lies of the enemy. Choose to please him and you will live this life without trouble, because he alone will make you feel so satisfied. You may face a lot of stress, but just focus on the blessings that he provided to you and you will never feel empty on the inside. People may not appreciate the things that you are doing. They may not see your struggles and effort, not. But God knows everything. He witnessed all the hardship that you have been enough, and he will never waste all of it. One day you will reap what you sow. You will feel glad for choosing him. Honoring God is not an easy thing to do, especially when you focus on other people's opinion. But if you will put God in the center, then you will never be shaken. Because his love alone will give you courage deep within. Hallelujah, amen, amen, hallelujah, amen. If you wanted to follow Jesus, then you will lose yourself. You need to die on the inside so that he can live. You need to give up your sinful nature so that his righteousness will reign. You need to surrender your pride so that he can powerfully transform your life. You need to forgive so that you will experience freedom. You need to open your heart so that his love can come in. Follow Jesus takes a lot of courage, but the journey will always be worth it. You may lose yourself, but you will gain everything that you could ask for. You will receive blessings that you never imagined before. You will feel so fulfilled on the inside, simply because Jesus made you whole again. He will satisfy the thirst in your heart. His grace will always be enough. There are things that you need to give up, but the more you lose, the more you experience his great power. When God takes away something from you, He will always replace it with something better. So keep on following him. The road ahead may be too narrow, but keep on pressing forward, because your love with Jesus is already a great reward. Choose to exalt his name in your life, and you will never feel empty on the inside. Seek his kingdom and everything else will follow. Surrender your life to him. Hallelujah, amen, hallelujah, amen, amen. In the name of Jesus we pray, hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Hi, everybody. I will really need help because we are helping a lot of children in the Africa, and they need more supporter, and they are many children who suffer in Africa, and I have 5 children to take care of, and we need more because they haven't enough they haven't money to for the education, for the school fee, and please, we need help. Donate on 07007910070, also 07009100070. It is Swish number. Thank you, and God bless you, and Jesus be with us. Amen, amen, amen.